Title: Filtered Impact Layers from Scratch Using Arrangement View Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper drum and bass impact that doesn't just go boom, but actually tells the listener, yo, we just entered a new chapter. This is an advanced arrangement view workflow in Ableton Live, and we're going to do it with stock devices. The goal is a filtered, automated, resampled impact stack you can drop on a first drop, a second drop switch, a fake out, any of that, and it'll hold up in a busy roller mix. Big subs, sharp tops, controlled tail, and no random mess. Before we touch sounds, quick setup. Set your project tempo where your DNB lives, somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Now in arrangement view, make a locator where the impact lands. Classic example, bar 33 for the drop. And here to show automation lanes, because filter motion is the whole point of this lesson. Now we're going to build an impact bus with layers. Think like a producer, not like a sample browser. Impact equals envelope choreography. It's not just more layers, it's how the layers interlock in time. Create 5 tracks, audio or MIDI, and group them. Name the group Impact Bus. Inside that group, make these layers: sub thumb, body, snap or click, air or shimmer, texture or noise. And here's the mindset: the sub is the physical punch, the body is the chest and mid weight. The snap is what makes it audible on small speakers, the air is the expensive halo, and the texture is the attitude. Cool. Step 1. Sub thump. This is tight, mono, and short. Not a bass note, a thump. Create a MIDI track called a sub thump and load operator. Set operator so you're basically on a single sine wave. Just oscillator A, sine. Then turn on pitch envelope. This is a huge part of the impact feeling. It drops in pitch quickly, like a mini dive. Set the pitch envelope amount somewhere around plus 12 to plus 24 semitones. Decay around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Keep the attack at zero. Release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Then the amp envelope. Attack zero. Decay around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're shaping a quick hit, not a sustained tone. After operator, add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. We're adding density without spikes. Then EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz with a steep slope, just to protect headroom. And if it's getting boxy or muddy, dip a little around 200 to 300 Hz, but be gentle. Now place a single MIDI note exactly on the impact. Use something like C1 or C2 depending on your key and how your system is tuned. Make the note short, like a 16th or an 8th. Remember, thump, not bassline. Teacher tip. You can make the sub feel tighter without changing the sound by shaping the overall length. In DNB, a sub thump that's like 120 to 220 milliseconds total often reads best. Fast decay, get out of the way. Next, body. This is your mid punch and weight, but it should not fight the sub. On the body track, grab a short kick tail, tom, fully hit, or impact sample. Anything with mid energy. Then add auto filter. Set it to low pass 24. Put the cutoff somewhere around 500 to 900 Hz to start and add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. That resonance gives it character, but don't overdo it unless you want it to sing. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to maybe 10%, but be careful because we already have a sub layer. Damp around 5 to 20%. And push transients a bit if it's too soft, like plus 5 to plus 20. Now timing. This is where advanced impacts start to feel pro. Instead of nudging clips around randomly, use track delay. It's at the bottom right of the mixer area when you show the mixer options. Try setting the sub thump a tiny bit early, like minus 3 milliseconds, and the body a little late, like plus 3 milliseconds. That tiny separation stops everything from becoming one big blob. If the impact feels like it has a clearer front, you're doing it right. Next, snap or click. This is the needle. This is what makes the impact obvious even on a phone speaker. Use a super short click sample, rimshot transient, vinyl tick, anything like that. Keep it short. Add EQ 8 and high pass aggressively. Start around 2 to 4 kHz so you're not adding any low mid junk. If it needs more presence, add a small boost around 6 to 10 kHz, but don't create harshness. Then add saturator or overdrive. With overdrive, aim the frequency around 4 to 8 kHz and drive around 10 to 25%. The goal is a bright tick, not a long crunchy sound. If it's too long, don't solve it with reverb. Solve it with shape. Either fade the clip out fast, or use a gate and set the threshold until it's basically a tick. Placement. Dead on the impact. No pre-delay. If it feels disconnected, pulled the snap earlier using track delay, like -1 to -5 milliseconds, so it sticks to the transient. Next, air or shimmer. This is the filtered tail that feels expensive, but it cannot smear your drums. Start with noise, a simple swell, or a bright impact sample. Then add hybrid reverb. Set it so it's giving you space and tone. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays clear. High cut around 8 to 12 kHz to tame harsh fizz. Low cut around 400 to 900 Hz so the reverb doesn't inflate the low mids. Wet around 15 to 35%, depending on whether you plan to resample. If you're going to print it, you can go a bit wetter. Then put auto filter after the reverb. This is a key move. Set it to high pass, 12 or 24. Now you're sculpting the reverb tail, not the dry sample. Now the filter technique, filter automation in arrangement view. Show the auto filter cutoff automation lane. Draw a curve like this. Right before the impact, make the cutoff high, like 5 to 8 kHz, so it's thin and airy. Right after the impact, drop the cutoff quickly down to about 1 to 2 kHz, so you get a whooshy body bloom. Then sweep it back up over a quarter bar to a full bar so the air returns. That motion gives you bloom and lift without needing raw volume. Extra coach note. Air and texture layers can be long, but they should duck quickly right after the hit. You want the tail to exist, but not to blur the first drum hits of the drop. If the first snare gets masked, your impact is too selfish. Next, texture or noise. This is the grit layer, especially for darker rollers or Nero-ish switches. This is where the digression lives. Create a MIDI track and use operator, and use the noise oscillator. Or use analog's noise. Either works. Add redux, but subtle. Bit reduction around 6 to 10 bits. Sample rate around 8 to 15 kHz. You're roughening the surface, not turning it into a video game explosion. Then add auto filter, set to bandpass 12. Bandpass is perfect for filtered texture. Set resonance around 15 to 35%. Then add amp or pedal lightly. With amp, try something like rock or blues, but keep output under control. Texture is easy to overdo. Now automate the texture filter frequency. Here's a simple but effective shape. Pre-hit, sweep up to create anticipation. On the hit, snap the frequency down, like a sudden punch. After the hit, rise slowly so the tail moves. And here's a slightly nerdy but powerful idea. Treat resonant filter moves like notes. If your track is in F minor, you can aim the resonant peak so it sits around harmonically friendly zones. You don't have to calculate it. Just listen for when the sweep stops sounding wrong against the bass note. Optional extra glue trick. Add autopan on the texture layer with phase set to 0 degrees. That turns it into tremolo, not panning. Rate around a 16th to an 8th, or 8 to 12 Hz. Amount like 10 to 25%. Now the noise shivers in a controlled way and feels glued to the impact envelope. Now that your layers exist, we glue them on the impact bus group. On the impact bus, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 30 Hz. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If it lacks shine, a gentle shelf up around 8 to 12K. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peak, not flattening it. Then saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This helps it read louder, without random transient spikes that slam your limiter. Then utility. Turn on bass mono, and set it around 120 Hz. Keep width sensible, like 80 to 110%. DNB needs center punch. Wide lows are a trap. Advanced stock only mid slash side move, if you want it. Put EQ8 into M slash S mode on the bus. On the side channel, high pass around 150 to 250 Hz so width lives in the shimmer and texture, not in the low end. On the mid channel, keep the core weight, but control that 250 to 400 zone so it doesn't honk. Now we make it feel like a transition, not just a sound. This is the arrangement move. At the very end of the impact bus chain, after saturation, add another auto filter. This is the whole impact gets filtered gesture. If you want a DJ-style slam, choose low pass 24. If you want more lift and air, choose high pass 24. Let's do the DJ-style low pass example. Automate cutoff across somewhere between half a bar and 2 bars before the hit. 2 bars before, set cutoff low, like 300 to 600 Hz. Everything feels muffled and tense. Then in the last 1/8 to quarter bar before the hit, open it rapidly up to like 12 to 18K. On the hit, keep it fully open. And optionally close it slightly after if you want a bit of post-hit control. Big teacher tip, pre-hit silence is part of the impact. In arrangement view, you can create a tiny gap right before the hit, like a 32nd to a 16th note, by automating utility gain down a couple dB on your music box or even your drums group, just for that tiny moment. That negative space makes their rival hit harder without needing to push the master limiter. Now, advanced workflow, resample and commit. This is how you stay fast and finish tracks. Create a new audio track called Impact Print. Set its input to resampling or directly from the impact bus. Arm it. Record just the impact moment, including about a bar of tail. Then consolidate the recording and name it something useful, like Impact Filtered 175 FM. That way, future you knows what it is instantly. Now you can disable the original layers to save CPU and treat the print like a one-shot. Reverse it, stretch it, chop it, refilter it. Here's a sick variation that doesn't require adding a separate riser. Duplicate the printed clip, reverse it, fade it in so it sucks into the hit. Put auto filter on that reversed clip only and automate a fast cutoff sweep. Now you've got a custom reverse to hit that matches your impact's exact timbre, because it literally is your impact. Another advanced move, automate resonance, not just cutoff. Keep cutoff automation relatively simple, but spike resonance briefly right before the hit, then drop it right after. That reads as an expensive whip without turning the whole tail harsh. Let's avoid the classic mistakes while we're here. Number 1. Too much sub overlap. If your sub thump, body, and main drop sub all stack, you'll clip and the drop will feel smaller, not bigger. Keep the sub thump short. High pass the body if it's leaking low end. Number 2. Overlong tails. An impact ringing from multiple bars will smear your groove. Use clip fades, gating, or just shorten it. Clip-based fades are often cleaner than relying on reverb decay. Number 3. Harshness in the 3 to 6K range. That pain band builds fast with click layers plus distortion plus reverb. If it starts to bite, notch it with EQ8. Number 4. Stereo low end. Mono your lows on the bus. Always. Number 5. No transient definition. If it feels like a wash, your snap is too quiet, too soft, or too late. Now a quick practice assignment to lock this in. Build 3 versions of the same impact for a 32-bar D&B arrangement. Version 1. Clean roller impact. This audio version is shortened for playback.